What happens when you turn this into the billionaires run it all is they get the opportunity to squeeze every last penny.
Yeah.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. This guy gets a trial who's allegedly killed the CEO of United Health. But you can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. Welcome to day 1422. FBI Director Christopher Wray will resign at the end of Biden's term. Wray's resignation comes 7 years into his 10-year term and follows Trump's announcement that he would nominate loyalist Kash Patel to serve as the new FBI director. Even though Trump picked Wray to head the FBI in 2017 after firing then-director James Comey, Trump called Wray's resignation a great day for America as it will end the weaponization of what has become known as the United States Department of Injustice. Wray announced his plans at a town hall with the FBI workforce, telling employees, "My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, the indispensable work you're doing on behalf of the American people every day. In my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important to how we do our work." Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is advocating for Trump to appoint RFK Jr.'s daughter-in-law as the deputy CIA director, so that he can get to the bottom of the assassination of his uncle, John F. Kennedy. Amaryllis Fox Kennedy is a former CIA operative who spent 10 years at the agency as an undercover agent. If named deputy to John Ratcliffe, Trump's pick for CIA director, she would be in a position to find out what the CIA knows about the assassination. Trump has also promised to release the last of the JFK assassination files, saying, "I will establish a new independent presidential commission on assassination attempts, and they will be tasked with releasing all of the remaining documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy." Trump also nominated Kimberly Guilfoyle to be the U.S. ambassador to Greece, hours after a British tabloid published photos of her fiancé, Trump Jr., holding hands with socialite Bettina Anderson. Trump called Guilfoyle, a former Fox News personality, a close friend and ally, making no mention of her relationship with Trump's son. The two started dating in 2018, got engaged in 2020, and the status of their relationship is currently unclear. Guilfoyle, meanwhile, said she accepts the nomination. Moving on, the House passed an $895.2 billion defense policy bill, which includes a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender children of service members. Republicans inserted the provision, which reads, "Medical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria that could result in sterilization may not be provided to a child under the age of 18," onto page 319 of the 1,813-page document, known as the National Defense Authorization Act. Speaker Mike Johnson, who personally pushed for the provision to be added to the package, claimed that the ban would protect children from being subjected to what he called treatments that would ultimately sterilize. The top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, said blanketly denying health care to people who need it just because of a biased notion against transgender people is wrong. The inclusion of this harmful provision puts the lives of children at risk and may force thousands of service members to make the choice of continuing their military service or leaving to ensure their child can get the health care they need. The bill passed 281 to 140 and now moves to the Senate. And finally, the Consumer Price Index increased 2.7% in November from a year before, a larger increase than the prior month. On a monthly basis, inflation increased 0.3% from October to November, the largest gain since April. While inflation has cooled significantly since it peaked at 9.1% in 2022, it still remains above the Fed's goal of 2%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.